This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. You might be wondering why I'm covering so many preparedness and self-defense topics lately. I'm going to answer that question. I've had people ask me, "What?" They're like, I thought you're a food scientist. You're going to focus on food. Actually, behind the scenes, I'm doing some pretty amazing stuff in the lab right now that you're going to hear about soon. So I'm actually doing a lot of work in the lab on this triple quad mass spec instrument. That's pretty mind-blowing stuff. However, you can't release it till it's ready. And in the meantime, I'm looking around the world and America in particular, and I'm seeing a country that's being torn apart. It's being ripped apart deliberately by the media, this divisiveness that the media is pushing, this hatred, and these leftists calling everybody that they don't like a Nazi or a racist, just these harmful labels that are historically, you know, so sinister and evil. And how the left, I mean, everything they used to stand for, you go back in the 1990s, you know, Bill Clinton supported protecting the borders. Hillary Clinton supported protecting the borders. Eric Holder was protect the borders. Now all the Democrats are like, no, America belongs to all the world and all migrants can just come right in, and they don't even believe in protecting America anymore. So the changes that have happened are just extraordinary, where you've got, you know, this society being ripped apart because half of the society now, the left half, hates America. They hate law and order. They hate the police. They hate border control. They hate laws. They hate rules. They hate the Constitution. Anyway, so I'm focused on a lot of preparedness right now because I see what's coming. I see exactly where this is coming. And some of this comes from my experience of who I know and where I've traveled and where I've lived around the world. And many of you listening may know, of course, I lived in Taiwan for 2 years, and I speak Mandarin Chinese, and then I lived in South America for 2 years, and there I learned to speak conversational Espanol, and I was a resident of Ecuador, and I knew many people there, and I made a lot of friends and practiced a lot of Spanish. And I know people today who are survivors of the Bosnia War. I think that was in the late 1990s, now 97, 96, 97, something like that, 98. And they had a civil war there, essentially. And I know I've talked to him at some length about his experience in escaping Bosnia. I think I've got the year right, but I'm not exactly sure. Maybe it was 93. I don't exactly recall. I wasn't there. But he was there, and he tells me that what is happening in America today is exactly like what was happening there. First, you had this escalation of rhetoric, and then the rhetoric went into violent attacks on the streets, like Antifa is doing and these radical left-wing groups are doing, and then it just escalated into a point where the two sides could not coexist. And then government became, in a sense, nullified by the party that didn't like the party in power, and the two sides could not even negotiate or even talk anymore. And then it just became fighting, and then it became survival. And by fighting, I mean small arms fighting with occasional military units here and there, some guerrilla tactics, a lot of survival, and then a lot of infectious disease. This is the other thing. A lot of people died from simple infections. Complete wipeout of prescription medicines, complete wipeout of all the pharmaceuticals that people normally need, you know, insulin, antibiotics, blood pressure medications, beta blockers, statin drugs, which are poison anyway. But there was a breakdown in society, and then areas lost electricity, and then you lost the food supply and the logistics of it, because then you had factions that were blocking the roads and blocking delivery trucks. So the grocery stores were wiped. It just goes on and on. Fuel wiped out. in many areas. Military control, police state tactics, combined with murderous guerrilla warfare. And if you've never lived outside the United States, you might think that could never happen in America. And I'm here to tell you, you're wrong. It can absolutely happen in America. And I've lived outside the United States. You know, I've not only have I lived in two other countries for 2 years each, I've been a resident of those countries. I've also traveled. I've traveled through Central America. I've traveled throughout parts of Western Europe. I've traveled to Australia. I've been to Hong Kong, Malaysia, Singapore, you know, of course, Taiwan, and other places. And because of this, I do believe I have a perspective that maybe a lot of Americans don't have, because I've seen, and when I go to these places, by the way, I often visit museums because I want to learn the history of the places I'm going. And everywhere I've gone, the history tells you a shocking story about what can happen in America, because it's the same cycles of humanity over and over again. For example, when I lived in Taiwan, I would visit the Sun Yat-sen Memorial and the Chiang Kai-shek Memorial Park, and I learned about the history of the communist revolution takeover in mainland China and how Chiang Kai-shek and his followers fled China, came to Taiwan, established a government there with a plan to go back and take over China. That's why Taiwan today still claims it is the rightful ruler of China, but China claims it is the rightful ruler of Taiwan, still to this day. And that was from 1949, I think it was, 1950, something right around there. And so the communists in China at that time, they were whipped up by the media, just like leftists are being whipped up by CNN today. And the communists, it was the young students, and they were told that their parents were evil. They were told that intellectualism was evil and bad, and they were told that liberty was bad, and that they were told that China needed to create a new revolution, a new society of equality under communism, and that in order to do that, every young person all across the country in every city needed to go out and murder their parents or murder intellectuals. So they literally went door to door looking for people who wore glasses, and they slaughtered them in the streets, because they figured that if you wore glasses, you were an academic. You were an intelligent person. So China, communist Chinese revolution, they went out and slaughtered all people that they thought had university knowledge and experience. And you wonder why they did that. The reason is because they had to delete all knowledge and delete the history and eliminate intelligent, independent thinkers so they could have a conformist society of sheeple who would go along with communism. And that's exactly what they have today. And today, China is it's an unreal police state. Spies everywhere. Total control. Social media scoring system that denies you a job, denies you a home loan, denies you the right to travel. If you're not pro-government, you are denied the right to exist in that society today. And that's what the left has accomplished. A similar story in Ecuador. Well, not exactly the same, but a story of economic collapse. In Ecuador, now many different factions have often fought in places like Ecuador and neighboring Peru and Colombia and Bolivia, lots of places, Uruguay. All these places there, Venezuela, you know, you name it, Argentina, many different factions have always fought. And so there have been a lot of small local wars and such, local action, you might call it, in these areas. And that's been very common, more common than you might suspect. Now, the universal problem that South American countries have is they tend towards socialism. And in socialism, you're always spending other people's money, and eventually you always run out of that money. And the history of South America from an economic and banking point of view is a history of economic collapse, a bankruptcy, the collapse of entire currencies, and then the reprinting of new currencies. And when this happens, and this is important, this is the most important point, when this happens, everybody's savings are wiped out. So the history of Ecuador, I did a tour of the Ecuadorian Central Bank in Quito, or I should say a museum tied to the central bank. And in that museum, they display all kinds of historical coins, and it's all very interesting. But they also show the history of economic collapse and the collapse of the currency. They have a wall display. It's like a giant plexiglass aquarium that's mounted into the wall. But instead of there being fish in the aquarium, it's all full of coins. And the coins, there's an explanation there in English that says these coins today are combined. They're all worth some ridiculously low amount. I forgot the amount, like a dollar or something. An entire aquarium full of coins, because these are the old currency that collapsed. And why did they collapse? Well, of course, because of debasement of the currency combined with hyperinflation of end user prices, which is exactly what you're seeing in Venezuela right now. So South Americans, there's something about the culture there where the people of South America, they tend to be leftists, they tend to be socialists, they tend to live in a lot of poverty, and they demand the government take care of them. So how does the government take care of them? Well, they give them all kinds of free things, or they subsidize things. Even in Ecuador today, fuel is subsidized, price controls on everything. And this is how you got empty store shelves in Venezuela, price controls. You set a price control on groceries, what do you get? Oh, you get a wipeout of groceries. And I'm not going to explain why. This is just basic economics. If you don't know why price controls lead to shortages, you need to just read like Economics 101 by, I think that's written by Henry Hazlitt. Just read up on basic economics. In any case, every time there's an economic collapse and the people there lose everything, there's also, of course, political upheaval at the same time. So the history of South America is a history of really small military actions, a lot of tribalism, a lot of economic collapse, socialism, overspending, followed by starvation, destitution, and desperation. And to a very large extent, that is also true in Central America as well, although Panama is much better run in terms of banking and finance compared to most other Central American countries, like Nicaragua, for example. So the history of the world, though, even if you go to Europe and you look at the history of Europe, I'm talking about centuries-long history of Europe, and you see economic collapse, not just Weimar Germany, World War I, but I mean long before that. The German empires, the British empires, the French empires, going back to Napoleon and so on, even the Romans. It's a history of really arrogance and then collapse. And when you study history, not just even recent history, but going back centuries, you realize there's no reason why this kind of collapse can't happen right here in America. In fact, all the signs point toward it happening. Cultural upheaval, economic madness, incredible national debt and debt spending, borrowing to maintain a lifestyle, extremely high military maintenance costs to continue a military presence in foreign lands. Do I need to mention Rome? Do I need to mention the finances of Rome? It's the same thing. It's the exact same thing. So we're repeating the same mistakes of history. And yet most people in America are living with complete obliviousness. They do not understand that these cycles of history also apply to them. They think, somehow history is over. Like, that's just stuff that happened in the past, but there's no more history because we, the modern American progressives, have figured it out. We almost solved Obamacare, they thought. If we could just have Obama run everything would be perfect. It'd all work out, they think. If we could just invite in all these endless migrant caravans and just have millions of South American people just walk into America, we could just give them everything. And it'd all work out, they think. Of course, they're delusional. But this is also part of the recipe of collapse. You have to have mass delusion before you have mass collapse. Because reasonable, practical people who are aware of what's going on, they usually don't thrust the country into a state of total collapse. They prevent it. But when you have madness and delusion and fairy tales like this whole gender fluidity fairy tale of the left, these are signs of an impending massive collapse. So it's coming. And in almost every collapse that you look at throughout world history, you have a collapse of law enforcement combined with a sharp escalation in lawlessness, which involves lootings, you know, looting people's homes. Usually the law enforcement becomes a criminal operation. So police become gangs. This is what you're seeing right now in Venezuela and, frankly, in many parts of South America, including the western port city of Ecuador, which is called Guayaquil. There, the police are basically organized crime gangs. That's why I only went to Guayaquil once, and I got out alive, but not everybody does. I mean, there are places you don't go in Peru. There's a place you don't go in Colombia. There are places you don't go in, well, you don't go to Venezuela at all, frankly, these days. But the police become criminal gangs. You get a collapse of logistics of food, fuel, of course, firearms. You won't be able to find guns and ammo. You end up with the logistics that collapse. You end up with situations that you never thought imaginable. You can't get medicine. You can't get just basic first aid. You can't get food. You can't get sometimes electricity. And yet you have to survive. And now the stresses on you are so much more with the looting, you know, the increase in looting and the mafia police. And sometimes police in these scenarios, they'll come to your door. I'm not saying this is U.S. police, although it could happen regionally. But in South America, it's not uncommon for police to come to your door and sort of hit you up for some money, especially in a collapse scenario like this. They're like, you know what? The way they'll explain it, though, is they'll say, you know, we want to protect you. We want to do our job, but we need money to buy fuel for a vehicle. We don't even have a vehicle. We don't have any ammunition. If there's a shooting, we can't help you because we can't buy ammo. Do you have any money? And the police run around and hit up people for money. And if you got to play this correctly, if you give them just a small amount of money, you're usually okay. If you give them too much money, then they realize you probably have a lot more money. And then you get hit by a gang at 3 a.m. some night. And oh, guess what? It's the police. But they're not dressed up as police. They're dressed up as hoodlums with ski masks. They just happen to be off-duty cops. And if you don't give them any money, then you're the enemy of the police. So you got to play this correctly. You got to give them a little bit of money, not too much, not too little. You got to do it just right. And you got to feign like, oh, you know, we don't have any money. We're cash poor. This is all we have. But we'll give you a little bit. You know, that's how you play that. And people of South America know this. They do this all the time. This is normal. In certain areas, not all areas, but in many areas. And so Americans can't imagine this happening in America. They just cannot think that this could ever happen. You think the police serve you, right? Well, guess what? Half of America is at war with the police, the left half. They hate police. They call for police to be murdered. They run execution squads against the police. You think police are going to be happy about Democrat-run areas of the country when the collapse comes? No. They're not going to be happy at all. They're not even going to protect you, by the way. They're just going to leave. You dial 911, you just get a busy signal. And that's my point. If you don't take steps now to protect yourself and have not just the supplies you need, but also understanding how to hide those supplies and how to protect those supplies and how to have some silver coins and some gold coins and some cash and some barter items, such as vodka and coffee and cigarettes, you know what I mean? All these things are high-value barter items, or ammo. Personally, I don't go out and buy cigarettes because I don't want to support the tobacco companies, but I do buy hard liquor for storage and barter. And specifically, I buy vodka in the plastic bottles, even though I know it contains BPA, but it's barter items. And you can also make medicinal herb tinctures out of vodka. So I actually buy vodka. I'll go out and buy a case of vodka at a time.
for making tinctures or future barter items. It's like currency. It's like gold. And believe me, in times of high stress, people need vodka. You can also use it as an antiseptic for emergency surgery and so on. So it's got triple use. Vodka is a great choice. But my point is, if you don't have these things in advance, you won't be able to get them when the chaos comes. And the great mistake that the masses have always made throughout world history is thinking that everything's cool, everything's fine, nothing will ever go wrong. We're civilized, we're modern. We have smart people in charge, and they love us, yes. These delicate angels in Washington, D.C., they love us so much. The Democrats just want to help. They just want to help us. But anyway, you got to get prepared now. So I've posted some stuff you might want to listen to. I recently switched from Glocks to Sig Sauer pistols. I've got an article on News Target and a video on Brighteon.com entitled Why I Switched from Glock to Sig. You need to check out that if you have any interest in firearms that work well. The Sig P320 is my new favorite, and for lots of good reasons that I give in the video. Also, we sell certified organic, lab-tested, storable organic food buckets at the Health Ranger store, and those tend to sell out very quickly in times of uncertainty. So go to healthrangerstore.com, pick up one or two of those buckets. Sometimes we have customers that'll buy 10 of them. Just pick up whatever you need. You can count on it. It's good quality, lab-tested, storable, organic food that will last many, many years. But in addition to that, make sure you've got the skills. You make sure you got a water filter. Make sure you know where to find water. If you live in a city, especially, where you going to find water? I know 100 places to find water because I live in Central Texas. You know, there's ponds all over the place, creeks and such, but people live in LA. There's no water except water that comes out of your tap. What are you going to do to get water? Or cities like Phoenix or even Tucson for that matter. Well, you know, I used to live there. I know there's no water. The rivers are empty. There's nothing in the rivers. They call it a river. It's just a dry creek bed. Except like once a year when it's a raging torrential water monster that's ripping houses off the off their foundations and such. But you need to think about all this in advance. So I've got a website called survival.news that might help you in all of this. Another one called gear.news. And I strongly encourage you to read and visit those websites on a regular basis. Get informed, get ready, because these things can happen. They can accelerate so quickly. You will not have time to respond. You're gonna have to live with what you have ready at that time. And if you're not ready now, you probably won't be ready then unless you start changing a course of action here. So jump on it, because I want you to be safe. Thanks for listening. Mike Adams here. Watch my videos at brighteon.com or read my website, newstarget.com. Take care.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics. We have morality. We're honest. We have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out. HealthRangerStore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at HealthRangerStore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.